Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Dude. I guess you've got a point there.
This is Sports Sunday.
Hey, Skid Mark Steve.
Hey, dude.
You still just hanging out playing Nintendo?
Well, if you must know, I'm in my second year of med school, and I'm training for the summer games. What are you two up to?
Hanging out, playing Nintendo.
A recap of the sports week, a preview of today's games, and next week's big stories.
Do you think Shaq got rich playing in Orlando? Hardly. He made his fortune moving to L.A. You know how much he makes now?
As much as he made playing in college?
What? No.
Now, here are Rashad Taylor and Joe Fisher.
What happened out there?
You know, it was a team effort, and I guess it took every player working together to lose this one.
Thanks, Doug. And so...
Hey. Want to do an interview with me?
No.
With Sports Sunday on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
Bob, in all my years of calling games, I don't think I've ever been this excited.
You're excited? Feel these nipples.
Hour number two, Sports Sunday, right here on 1080 The Fan. Joe Fisher, no Rashad Taylor today, but Jordan Schultze, the Don, across the glass.
You can feel my nipples, baby. What? I'm just going with the open.
I wish that music wasn't playing.
I know.
Because that is, I mean, we would take that as a drop all day long, baby.
There's a reason why I control things and why I left the music up while saying it there, good sir. Like, I am on the board right now, and I am not going to let myself get trapped like that.
Cut sheetrock with these things right now.
That a baby.
Happy St. Patrick's Day today. I'm hoping to have a little bit of a luck of the Irish. Because I got some money on the players right now at TPC Sawgrass. I'm in a pool play where me and my buddies, you choose six golfers, one from each tier. You get a tier of tier one golfers, tier two golfers. And Thursday morning, things were not looking good for my team, Island Boys. We were last. But right now, I'm five strokes off the lead. I need Sahith Tagala to fall apart. I need Scottie Scheffler to fall apart. I need my boy Brian Harmon, which unfortunately I'm saying he's my boy today, even though he is just excruciating to watch. And Hideki Matsuyama, I need them to ball out. I need them to do some things for me. And Colin Morikawa, pull it together, buddy. What are you doing?
It's just good to have golf on again, honestly. I was watching some of that yesterday morning before I left the house. I was just like, oh, the Players' Championship. Golf is really back. I have a hard time like getting into the signature events before this. Like, it's fun. Like, it almost like, should I report this in the update? But no, the Players' Championship, that's kind of when you know. Like, this is golf season, as you say. This is the perfect time of year, and March Madness is a-coming. I love this. And I put $20 on Xander Schauffele, but not to win, so...
What, just like a top five?
Yeah. I think my payout's like, it's like maybe plus 300 or something. It wasn't great, but it's just like, I guess I'll take the win. You know, I start to get greedy.
Hell yeah, you will.
I know. It sucks when you start to get greedy, being like, oh, I wish I would have bet that one. But yeah, it looks like I'm going to get plus money on Schauffele today, hopefully.
Yeah, he jumped out to the lead yesterday. Thanks in part to Wyndham Clark. I could not believe he steps up to the 17th tee box, and not only does he put it in the water, he puts it like the front of the water by a good 10 to 15 yards, like did not even come close to the island. It was like, buddy, what are you doing? What is happening right now?
And that was after his amazing power shot through the rough up basically right onto the green on Thursday. So he kind of went on a downslope for sure.
So Wyndham Clark, the former Oregon Duck and U.S. Open champion of 2023, should be teeing off. I don't know what time exactly.
But, let's see. The two leaders are at 10:40. It looks like Wyndham is at with Xander Schauffele at 10:40. You got Brian Harmon and Maverick McNealy at 10:30.
Yeah, Brian Harmon. If you have not seen clips of his pre-shot routine when he, I think it's every shot except off the tee, that guy, dear God, pull the effing trigger, will you please? Like, there are multiple clips, not just from this weekend, but from other tournaments. When he is sizing up a shot, he will look at the target, look down at his ball, look at the probably 14, 15 times.
He's like Nomar, adjust your armbands guy.
Dude, it is just like, I was telling my buddies, I was like, you know, I know I took him in the pool play, and I knew even before this tournament that he did this, but I am never taking him again, just out of the pure frustration of that I have to depend on him. And I'm just like, oh my God, just hit the shot.
Do something.
Dude. He at least acknowledges it. He's like, dude, he's like, I know it's bad. I just need to have the confidence and just go for it. But hey, if you're at 15 under, oh, and Rory just puts it in the water. What a shame for the Irishman. Brian Harmon, I'm depending on you today, buddy. All right. Take as much time as you want to try and bring home some bacon for Papa. All right. Daddy needs new shoes. Let's go.
Something to be said about being too wide open there, Joe. You can't stay there forever.
I need Hideki Matsuyama to make a nice little run today, too. That would be nice. I don't gamble a whole lot, but the pool play for golf tournaments, that's one of my favorite things here.
No, that sounds fun. I've done that a couple of times, but it's been a while. It's definitely, it kind of feels like a little bit of March Madness, but like for every golf tournament, it's cool.
Now I hate it, because as I refresh the page, Colin Morikawa bogeys, and now I drop down. Damn it! This is not cool.
Dude, he's going to bogey again today. I bet you money.
But if you want to gamble, and gamble heavily, come and join us this Thursday and this Friday at Fan Madness up at A-Linay, because we will be there. I will be there on Friday. I won't be there on Thursday. I'll actually be at Rogue East Side on Thursday for Sister Station 94.7. We're doing a little event there. So if you can't make it up to A-Linay on Thursday, come over to Rogue East Side and I'll be hanging out with Derek from 94.7, getting some dead guys in us. But and I don't mean that like in a weird way, a dead guy beer.
No, like dead guy.
Dead guy ale. Yes. Yeah, yes.
Good stuff.
just need to clear the air on that one. But George McCoy, Warren Allen Attorneys at Warren Allen Attorneys at Law present Fan Madness Thursday and Friday, March 21st and 22nd from noon to 7 p.m. each day. And come up to the stadium sports bar. You can hang out, watch all the games on the big old TVs there and get some great food, great drinks. You can then take a little jaunt right behind over to the tables. Play some blackjack, mosey around the casino, hit the slots, cash in your tickets, play some bets, play some college bets. You can put in some future bets maybe for college football if you're feeling squirrely.
A little parlay action for the tourney.
Yes, yes. But Danny and Dusty, Isaac and Suk will be there both days, Thursday and Friday. Fan Madness presented by George McCoy at Warren Allen Attorneys of Law. Injuries and missing work ruining day. Call George McCoy and WarrenAllen.com. He'll make them pay. For more info on Fan Madness, go to 1080thefan.com. All right, let's take a break, get back on the clock. Let's talk about the trade that we all have been waiting for and a very underwhelming haul in return for the Chicago Bears. We get to that next year. Sports Sunday, 1080 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
So it finally happened. We have been waiting all off season for the move. The Chicago Bears, they have traded Justin Fields to, of all teams, the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Oh, big shocker.
Very
shocking.
Very. That was interesting. I did not see the Steelers being the team that would be trading for him. But granted, when you only have to give up a 6th-round pick in next year's draft, I guess that's, the best you could do, from what I understand, is that that was not the best that they could do, is that Chicago had better offers, but they really wanted to make sure that they sent Justin Fields to the right situation. Apparently, they had 5 offers from teams that were looking at Justin Fields as a backup option behind an established starter. But Chicago wanted to do right by him by sending him to a situation where he could play, I don't know, sooner rather than later, I guess. But to me, it's like, as soon as he got there, they told him, Russell Wilson is the number one. He is the starter. So the 2025 sixth-round pick can turn into a fourth-round pick depending on playing time, which I'm guessing is that if he plays less than anticipated.
No more. 51% of snaps.
Okay, so
it will convert to it. So if he plays, then the pick gets better for the Bears.
If he plays, it will get better for the Bears.
Yeah, the Bears, if Justin Fields plays 51% of the Steelers snaps this season, the Bears will get a fourth rounder instead of a sixth rounder. Right. And this is in 25.
Got him flip-flopped.
You're good. It's confusing as hell. Are you kidding me? There's so many salary cap nuances in the NFL.
So at the best, if he plays more than 51% of the snaps next season for the Pittsburgh Steelers, so that means either Russell Wilson is just god-awful or he gets injured, then that will convert to a fourth round pick. But it finally happened. Justin Fields has been traded. So, I mean, I don't know what's angle to take on this. Is it a matter of Chicago, you messed this up and you did not give Justin Fields the best situation possible? Justin Fields, it was just never that good to begin with. Why the hell are the Steelers adding him? Why the hell do the Eagles want Kenny Pickett instead of him? And the Kenny Pickett situation, that's been interesting to see some of the reports come out of that, is that he was basically being a little bitch about the whole situation in Pittsburgh.
Very loudly.
Yeah, is that last year there was reports saying that he didn't want to suit up the final game of the season as the third string quarterback, and now the reports are saying that he was willing to compete for the job, but as soon as that they got Russell Wilson, he was like, no.
He was willing to compete
against
Gardner Minshew or
Mason Rudolph.
Exactly.
Anybody of the like. Mitch Trubisky, come on down.
Yeah, come on back, buddy.
So, I mean,
Zach Wilson, anybody?
Yeah, a lot of interesting things coming from this. But again, most importantly, and basically locking up Caleb Williams as the number one draft pick. I mean, he's minus 5,000 as the favorite to be the number one draft pick. So, you know, anybody that wants to say, well, I don't know, it's not a sure thing. It's a sure thing. Caleb Williams is getting drafted to the Bears, number one overall. Whether that is going to work out for them in the end, time will tell. I did find it funny yesterday as I'm watching, you know, SportsCenter and them talking about it, that the highlight package that they had for Caleb Williams, you know, as they're showing, like, the, you know, talking about him and showing the clips, like,
yeah,
3-4 of them were him running the ball and running for his life and trying to make a play happen outside of the pocket, which, again, this is what concerns me the most about him, is if he is going to get too happy feet and too nervous, like, right, you know, in the pocket and just like, okay, it's not there. Oh my God, run. And he's just going to bail early. And that's going to cause him trouble early on. And the NFL is not trusting his progressions and not going through first, second, third reads and just like getting anxious and nervous and just being like, oh, well, I got to make something happen. And then just bailing out of the pocket or trying to. NFL players, much better than college football players. So again, time will tell if he learns after the first couple seasons that he can't just be doing that. But now Washington's on the clock. Washington, what do you do? Is it Drake May? Is it Jaden Daniels? Does New England trade up one spot to go up and get the guy that they want? Does a outlier team? I mean, when you look at the draft order, I guess, you know, obviously Falcons were, I think, the next closest team in draft order wise that needed a quarterback, but then they obviously locked up Kirk Cousins, so that takes them out of the race. Looks like the Vikings are trying to build buy a couple picks. They traded for Houston's pick today, day or two ago, they traded for Houston's pick, number 23 overall.
Yep.
So now the Vikings have, I believe, 11 and 23.
Yeah, trying to swing that maybe for the Patriots 3 or the Commanders 2 if they are still willing.
And, you know, they obviously have picks next year that they can lump into that and years after. So it's like there's still a lot to happen between now and the end of April. But Washington, you are now on the clock. What do you do?
There, you're right, Joe. There's in this one story, there are like 3 or 4 other stories. So let's try to parse these out really quick. First, what you said about what the Bears got and that they could have gotten more for Justin Fields, I can't stand that in a position that you are in Chicago, you are desperately trying to win. Eberflus, who is most likely on his last leg, we thought he was this season, but this last season definitely is coming up in 2024 as their head coach.
Definitely a lame duck coach.
Yeah, you wonder why they're making moves that benefit their player that's going out at all more than their team. They need to do anything they can. So as far as that goes, just don't understand it. I think it's stupid. They should have taken the best offer available to them.
Yeah, that's, I don't get that. Like, yeah, it was like, well, we had better offers, but we wanted to do right by Justin Fields. Like, okay, I get it, but this is sports. It's a business. Yeah. Like, make the best move for the franchise.
This wasn't Damian Lillard. This was a guy that you drafted a couple of years ago, and he didn't work. Move on. The dance is over, and you've broke it up. Like, I just don't get that. But then, as far as what the Bears do, it is obvious that Caleb Williams is going to be their quarterback. They did go get Keenan Allen. Of course, they're bringing back DJ Moore. They've got Cole Kmet, so they've got options for him.
Nice little trio there.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like the Allen addition really kind of shores up any questions. Like, well, shoot, does Caleb actually have anybody to throw to? I believe he does. He's still got a mediocre offensive line. They were just right in the middle of the pack in the NFL last year for protection for Justin Fields. And in a cold weather city like Chicago, I know we've heard some possible talks about a dome. I think if Caleb Williams is playing in a dome in Chicago, yeah, and all this goes out the window. But they've been a traditional cold weather team, and a running quarterback usually more often than not does not work in a city that has a cold weather team, needs to just run the ball with the running back first and then kind of do short passes. So I'm not sure how successful this is going to be. It'd be interesting to see if Caleb Williams gets a dome to play in Chicago. And then as far as what the Commanders do, you got to take the best guy available. I don't think that you're in the position now after you've traded Sam Howell. You're not taking offers. You're looking at either Drake May or Jaden Daniels and trying to pick between the two of them. And then it sounds like New England's just going to pick the other, and Jacoby Brissett's going to back him up. So it's going to be hard-pressed for the Vikings, as you say, to try to move up. They might sneak in at 11 and grab like a Bo Nix. You know, it really is. It's like, do they want to try to get a Jaden Daniels or Drake May, or are they going to be okay with maybe that next tier for a Bo Nix? So, yeah, a lot of stories in this one trade, but Caleb Williams to the Bears, it's official, and I'm kind of iffy about it. I guess it's just a wait-and-see feel for me, Joe.
It looks like the odds have shifted in the favor of Jaden Daniels being selected number 2 overall.
Okay.
And it kind of feels like the narrative has been shifting towards that. Like, as far as talking heads on national media, I mean, we had Dan Orlovsky say that the Bears should take him number 1 overall.
What the hell are you? I love Dan Orlovsky is one of the smartest guys out there. He must know something that I don't or see something that I don't, because I was like, Dan, I love you, but I disagree.
Then we also have Lewis Riddick the other day. He was saying something along the lines, too, where Jaden Daniels, like, he was hyping him up a little bit more. So I feel like that is where Washington will be going with Jaden Daniels. I still think I'm holding out a little bit of, and this is where things could get interesting, is at number 3 with the Patriots, is if they stand pat, no pun intended. Is that the second week in a row I've done that?
I think, well, we
did were, I, you, I think I might have used that last
we,
week.
You and I were literally on, like, dad jokes galore last week, so I'm going to say yes. We've done really well. I think we're a little seedier right today.
I need to stop.
Just say something dirty, Joe. Say something naughty.
I will not be saying that you can touch my nipples. I will not be going down that road. But they're number 3, and now we're seeing reports that there could be like 6 wide receivers taken in the first round.
Yeah.
I wonder if maybe the Chargers try and trade up to number 3, or the Giants. I was saying to sales manager Ryan Cooley the other day that maybe the Giants, depending on if either of those teams really, really, really wants Marvin Harrison Jr., and want to steal him from the Cardinals, that they try and make a deal with the Patriots to get their number 3 overall pick, so that way they can just jump right ahead of them, and then they can snag him. But again, like, I'm looking at this mock draft on The Ringer right now. There's, you know, so many different mock drafts you can look at. But after the first 3 picks, 3 quarterbacks, you got 3 wide receivers: Marvin Harrison Jr., Malik Nabers, Roma Dunze, right there at 4, 5, and 6. And then you have number 7 overall, they're projecting that the Vikings will trade up and go for J.J. McCarthy at number 7 overall. Dear God, don't.
J.J. has just moved up. He, for some reason, in an offense that he really didn't have to throw the ball a lot for Michigan, he has been heralded as one of the top 5 passers in this draft, and I can't figure out why.
Yeah, I don't see it either.
But I, you know what? I made those comments about Josh Allen out of Wyoming. I was so wrong. So I ain't got a perfect track record up here either.
Ooh, this will get me to have me touching the nips. Number 24, Cowboys, Jackson Powers Johnson.
Oh, they need that protection up front.
They sure do.
And
they
he's
sure
going to get a bag if he goes to Dallas.
I like that. Daddy Lake.
Yeah, JPG.
All right, it's getting hot in here. We're going to take a break. I need to calm down. NBA stuff. There was something last night that happened that the NBA deserved all of it. And I want to ask you, when's the last time you saw a player do this? We get to that next year, Sports Sunday, 1080 The Fan. But first, Schultzy, Sports Center update. NBA stuff.
Did you say NBA stuff?
I did.
NBA stuff, huh?
Oh, boy.
Can't talk NBA without Round Ball Rock, baby. This is the NBA on 1080 The Fan.
Because I'm going to dunk it. I'm sorry. They use this for, like, Pac-12 basketball.
They
I want to say
not.
Now, or no, they use it for not on Pac-12 Network. Fox Sports, I want to say, has the rights to this music. So I don't know if legally we can even play it, but I don't care. But yes, they play this when they're promoing and going to commercial break, and this is on Fox Sports now. It just does not hit the same.
No, it's the Los Angeles Lakers versus the Portland Trail Blazers, not the UAB Blazers versus the Raging Cajuns of Louisiana. No, stop that crap.
Yeah, it does not hit the same. And quite frankly, Warriors-Lakers was not hitting at all last night.
I saw the final score.
Did you see what happened with the shot clock?
Lay that on me. I did not see the Twitter uprising about that, no.
Dude, there was like a 17-minute delay in the game because not only was there like a review of a play, but the shot clock just kept resetting. And stopped working.
Then they didn't have a backup anywhere. They're usually supposed to pull the backup out.
They had to use stopwatches.
Oh, we're there. So yeah, usually when that happens, if one shot clock is off, they have to turn, or it's not working, they turn all the ones in the arena off. And then yeah, the referees have to run it by doing a stopwatch. And do they say like 5-4 like Terry Stotts
I
used to yell from the sidelines?
I mean, you,
I don't know what the rules are and how they're supposed to know that there's 5 seconds left.
Well, I personally say that the NBA deserves this kind of embarrassment because you put this was your ESPN marquee game last night on Saturday night was Warriors Lakers battling out for play-in positions, mind you. I get it. It's Steph. It's LeBron. That's what you're selling to the folks. That's what you're trying to get the ratings. But when you have and, you know, I know I'm going to sound ridiculous because, dear God, how dare I want two better teams on the TV with two potential MVP candidates and Jalen Brunson, who went for 40 points in his second straight game, one of those 40-point games coming against the Blazers, mind you, but going up against Domantas Sabonis, who leads the league in triple-doubles this year.
Love Domantas Sabonis.
And has got, like, a billion straight double-doubles. And you have that game that you could potentially have on the TV on ESPN. You know, the Knicks, who have won their 40th game. They're now 40-27. The Kings, 38-28 on the year. You could go that route. But instead, you go with the Warriors and Lakers, who, again, are battling for play-in positioning. And then you get that debacle, that S sandwich at the end of the game, where it was showing, like, the celebrities at the game. Ben Affleck looked like he was about to fall asleep in his seat. Bad Bunny looked like he could be anywhere else. Literally should have been anywhere else
it's
besides
like,
that game.
Why are you here? Oh, because you want to be seen on camera, you yes. Egotistical jerks.
Why aren't you in Sacramento? Wait, don't answer that.
Or why aren't you just, I don't know, it's a weekend evening.
Like in Los Angeles?
These guys do have families. These gals do have families. At least Ben Affleck does.
So, shame on you, NBA. You get what you deserve. And putting that game on instead of Knicks Kings on ESPN. And quite frankly, it's like, now I don't want to say that because Patrick Harris has the opinion that college basketball is better than the NBA. The product is better. I'm not going to go that far.
Yeah, I would disagree with that, but I hear why he's making that argument.
But there is no reason why you should be watching NBA basketball right now at this point in time. Because college basketball's product right now in conference championship week and March Madness runs laps around the NBA where you have NBA stars that are a bunch of babies crying about how much they should play during the season, and that, oh, well, you know, maybe if the season was shorter, and I don't see why we have these restrictions on being able to make first teams and MVP votes. Like, maybe we should lower that. Dude, the NBA is having quite a season, and not in a good way. Like, when it comes to players being babies, the referees are just having just an A-plus season.
Yeah, the All-Star game was terrible. You had guys chucking half-court shots.
Like, dude, David Stern is rolling in his grave right now.
Possibly.
Yeah.
Handed that over to Adam Silver, and Silver's like, I don't know what to do.
But what I will say is one of the best things in the NBA is the big white hunk of sentient mayo that is Nikola Jokic, the Serbian. And I was watching a little highlight reel, I believe it was from Friday night when they played the Spurs. When is the last time you saw Nikola Jokic dunk the basketball?
Seasons ago? I don't know.
Like, I'm sure he's done it. I'm sure he's gotten a drop step, 2 foot or a two-handed slam at some point. But he absolutely worked Victor Wembanyama on Friday night. Not a single dunk in that whole highlight package that I saw. And it just made me, watching them, I was just like, dude, when is the last time you have ever seen him, like, running a fast break, no one ahead of him, 1-2, one-handed, bam, like, again, pull kind of a drop step move and then just slam it home. Like, maybe he does Nikola Jokic have the vertical to even dunk?
I would say he is the Andre Miller of centers, because I don't know if y'all remember Portland Trailblazers former point guard Andre Miller, former Nugget, former Sixer as well. But dude, when he had a jump shot, his feet did not leave the floor. His toes stayed on the court. And Nikola Jokic is what, a foot basically taller than Andre Miller was, or almost? So yeah, why would he have to jump either? There's no reason for him to. He moves, it is extremely like focused, and like this, like I don't have to do extra work here. That's the beauty of Nikola Jokic, is he can work you at 65%. He's in third gear while you're in fifth, and that's why he's so good.
All right, I do have a clip from 2 years ago of Nikola Jokic with a dunk against the Blazers. Go figure.
That's shocking.
Where, yeah, he's running kind of a trailer, and that is a rim scraper. Like, he barely gets that in. I don't know. Yeah, it's a dunk, but
it's like a dunk in the terms of, like, an 8-year-old dunking on the basketball hoop all the way lowered in your driveway.
Okay, here we go.
That's the kind of dunk that one is.
Here's a clip from 9 days ago on YouTube where the caption is Nikola Jokic spins and destroys Kristaps Porzingis with nasty dunk.
It can't
be that nasty. Okay. All right. There you go. Drop step, two-handed slam.
See, but that was very pointed. That's what I'm saying. When does he do that?
Oh, like, man.
Like, that one point.
He just bowled him over, too.
Yeah, but he had to. He's going to go back to playing at 65% and kicking everybody's ass.
Where's Kristaps from? What country?
Serbia, Lithuania? I'm not sure.
Latvia.
Latvia. One of the L's.
How is the Serbian-Latvian relations? Are those any good?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
NBA stuff.
Did you say NBA stuff?
I did.
NBA stuff, huh?
Oh, boy.
Can't talk NBA without Round Ball Rock, baby.
This is the NBA on 1080 The Fan.
Because I'm going to dunk it. I'm sorry. They use this for, like, Pac-12 basketball.
They
I want to say
not.
Now, or no, they use it for not on Pac-12 Network. Fox Sports, I want to say, has the rights to this music. So I don't know if legally we can even play it, but I don't care. But yes, they play this when they're promoing and going to commercial break, and this is on Fox Sports now. It just does not hit the same.
No, it's the Los Angeles Lakers versus the Portland Trail Blazers, not the UAB Blazers versus the Raging Cajuns of Louisiana. No, stop that crap.
Yeah, it does not hit the same. And quite frankly, Warriors-Lakers was not hitting at all last night.
I saw the final score.
Did you see what happened with the shot clock?
Lay that on me. I did not see the Twitter uprising about that, no.
Dude, there was like a 17-minute delay in the game because not only was there like a review of a play, but the shot clock just kept resetting. And stopped working.
Then they didn't have a backup anywhere. They're usually supposed to pull the backup out.
They had to use stopwatches.
Oh, we're there. So yeah, usually when that happens, if one shot clock is off, they have to turn, or it's not working, they turn all the ones in the arena off. And then yeah, the referees have to run it by doing a stopwatch. And do they say like 5-4 like Terry Stotts used to yell from the sidelines?
I mean,
I don't know what the rules are and how they're supposed to know that there's 5 seconds left.
Well, I personally say that the NBA deserves this kind of embarrassment because you put this was your ESPN marquee game last night on Saturday night was Warriors Lakers battling out for play-in positions, mind you. I get it. It's Steph. It's LeBron. That's what you're selling to the folks. That's what you're trying to get the ratings. But when you have and, you know, I know I'm going to sound ridiculous because, dear God, how dare I want two better teams on the TV with two potential MVP candidates and Jalen Brunson, who went for 40 points in his second straight game, one of those 40-point games coming against the Blazers, mind you, but going up against Domantas Sabonis, who leads the league in triple-doubles this year.
Love Domantas Sabonis.
And has got like a billion straight double-doubles. And you have that game that you could potentially have on the TV, on ESPN. You know, the Knicks, who have won their 40th game. They're now 40-27. The Kings, 38-28 on the year. You could go that route. But instead, you go with the Warriors and Lakers, who, again, are battling for play-in positioning. And then you get that debacle, that S sandwich at the end of the game, where it was showing, like, the celebrities at the game. Ben Affleck looked like he was about to fall asleep in his seat. Bad Bunny looked like he could be anywhere else. Literally should have been anywhere else
it's
besides
like,
that game.
Why are you here? Oh, because you want to be seen on camera, you yes. egotistical jerks.
Why aren't you in Sacramento? Wait, don't answer that.
Or why aren't you just, I don't know, it's a weekend evening.
Like, in Los Angeles?
These guys do have families. These gals do have families. At least Ben Affleck does.
So, shame on you, NBA. You get what you deserve. And putting that game on instead of Knicks-Kings on ESPN. And quite frankly, it's like, now I don't want to say that because Patrick Harris has the opinion that college basketball is better than the NBA. The product is better. I'm not going to go that far.
Yeah, I would disagree with that, but I hear why he's making that argument.
But there is no reason why you should be watching NBA basketball right now at this point in time. Because college basketball's product right now in conference championship week and March Madness runs laps around the NBA, where you have NBA stars that are a bunch of babies crying about how much they should play during the season and that, oh, well, you know, maybe if the season was shorter and I don't see why we have these restrictions on being able to make first teams and MVP votes, like maybe we should lower that. Dude, the NBA is having quite a season. And not in a good way. Like when it comes to players being babies, the referees are just having just an A-plus season.
Yeah, the All-Star game was terrible. You have guys chucking half-court shots.
Like, dude, David Stern is rolling in his grave right now.
Possibly.
Yeah.
Handed that over to Adam Silver, and Silver's like, I don't know what to do.
But what I will say is one of the best things in the NBA is the big white hunk of sentient mayo that is Nikola Jokic. The Serbian. And I was watching a little highlight reel. I believe it was from Friday night when they played the Spurs. When is the last time you saw Nikola Jokic dunk the basketball?
Seasons ago? I don't know.
Like I'm sure he's done it. I'm sure he's gotten a drop step, 2 foot or a two-handed slam at some point. But he absolutely worked Victor Wembanyama on Friday night. Not a single dunk in that whole highlight package that I saw. And it just made me, watching them, I was just like, dude, when is the last time you have ever seen him, like, running a fast break, no one ahead of him, 1-2, one-handed, bam. Like, again, pull kind of a drop step move and then just slam it home. Like, maybe he, does Nikola Jokic have the vertical to even dunk?
I would say he is the Andre Miller of centers, because I don't know if y'all remember Portland Trailblazers former point guard Andre Miller, former Nugget, former Sixer as well. But dude, when he had a jump shot, his feet did not leave the floor. His toes stayed on the court. And Nikola Jokic is what, a foot basically taller than Andre Miller was, or almost. So yeah, why would he have to jump either? There's no reason for him to. He moves. It is extremely like focused and like this, like I don't have to do extra work here. That's the beauty of Nikola Jokic, is he can work you at 65%. He's in third gear while you're in fifth, and that's why he's so good.
All right, I do have a clip from 2 years ago of Nikola Jokic with a dunk against the Blazers. Go figure.
That's shocking.
Where, yeah, he's running kind of a trailer, and he, dude, that is a rim scraper. Like, he barely gets that in. I don't know. Yeah, it's a dunk, but
it's like a dunk in the terms of, like, an 8-year-old dunking on the basketball hoop all the way lowered in your driveway.
Okay, here we go.
That's the kind of dunk that one is.
Here's a clip from 9 days ago on YouTube where the caption is, Nikola Jokic spins and destroys Kristaps Porzingis with nasty dunk.
Destroys.
It can't be that nasty.
Okay. All right. There you go. Drop step, two-handed slam.
See, but that was very pointed. That was that. That's what I'm saying. When does he do that? That one point.
He just bowled him over, too.
Yeah, but he had to. Where, he's going to go back to playing at 65% and kicking everybody's ass.
Where's Kristaps from? What country?
Serbia, Lithuania? I'm not sure.
Latvia.
Latvia. One of the L's.
How is the Serbian-Latvian relations? Are those any good?
I don't know, bro. You're going a little beyond my purview. I know way more about the relations between the Lakers and the Celtics than these two countries that you're speaking of.
Well, I will say that I always get the, the Eastern Bloc countries, the former Soviet countries, and then the Baltic countries confused. Because you got, a lot of IA countries that are not near each other. You got Bulgaria, Romania, Croatia, Serbia. Those are more of those Eastern Bloc, just south of Ukraine.
Okay.
Slovakia. Yeah. But then up in the Baltic, you got Lithuania. You got Latvia. You got Estonia. So again, I feel like they all should be next to each other, but they're not. So Latvia is nowhere near Serbia. So I think they might be cool with each other.
Maybe.
Yeah, I would think that. I mean, they would have a lot of ground and countries to cover.
Do you think all those European guys from different countries, just because they're from the same continent, glom together or try to hang out in the NBA or around the NBA season? Or are they just kind of, it's just the same as guys here, in the United States? I know you, I'm playing with you, I'm playing against you, but there's really no reason for me to, unless I'm buddies with you, to do anything with you. I always wonder that about the European guys.
Well, I do remember during the bubble in Orlando that there was a picture of some of the players that were from Croatia, Serbia, Slovenia, kind of near the Adriatic Sea there.
Yeah.
That they were all hanging out together because, they're from that region there.
And they play, growing up with each other, just like these guys here in the United States are playing AAU ball growing up with each other.
Now
very similar.
Now I'm wondering, as I look at some of these countries, who's the best player from Estonia? Who's the best player from Montenegro?
I don't know. Estonia was Skidizvili from Estonia.
What a name drop.
Yeah. Skidizvili. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't even know how to spell that.
Estonia NBA athletes. Oh, boy. It is. Oh, boy.
You got a short list?
These are names that I'm not even going to try to attempt. Well, that's a Henry. I can say that. Henry Drell.
I don't even know who that is.
Yeah. Players from Estonia currently in the NBA. Henry Drell. He's apparently played in one game this year.
It sounds like a two-way guy, because I know nothing of this Drell.
Players from Estonia in the NBA since 1946-47. Two. Only two. Henry Drell and Martin Mersip. So Estonia.
Neither rings any semblance of a bell for me.
Not a hotbed, apparently, for NBA talent up there. NBA talent in Estonia. What about Montenegro? I feel like we've probably had a couple players from there.
Montenegro is so tiny. No, there's maybe one. Maybe.
Right, here we go. We're on Real GM Montenegro. Oh, all right. We got a pretty big name from there. Nikola Vucevic.
Oh, okay. Vucevic was born in Montenegro.
There
we go. He hails from Montenegro.
Oh, Nikola Pekovic. Remember him?
Oh, yeah. Double guy. No, I don't know who the hell that is.
Google Nikola Pekovic. You'll remember him.
Nikola.
He looks like a straight up Eastern European bodyguard.
Ah, yes, I do remember him.
Yeah.
I love how his Wikipedia describes him as first, not a former NBA player, that's the third thing. His first is a Montenegrin businessman. I love that. He don't care about his basketball
time. He's a security guard / assassin, probably, is what he is. I'm surprised I haven't seen him in a John Wick movie.
Allegedly.
Yeah. Okay, Nikola Mirotic.
Oh, yeah, all right. So a lot of Nicholas here.
Yeah. Yes, a lot. Three, as a matter of fact.
All right. That's a popular name in the Montenegro there.
Yeah. So, all right. I'm going to keep Googling some of these random Eastern European countries and see what players are from there. But to close out the show, and I thank the YouTube chat for this, there is a celebrity with a huge gambling debt, and I am just curious, what the hell is he doing out there in Vegas? We get to that next to end the show. Right here, Sports Sunday, 1080 The Fan. This coming from the YouTube chat. You guys see Bruno Mars owes the MGM $50 million from gambling. Oh my God.
I know the dude's like a super rich artist, but he can't just have that sitting around. Like, he's not worth 100, 200 mil, is he?
He's going to have a residency there for the next, like, 20 years to
that off. That's a big deal.
Now I'm just looking up ridiculous Vegas table games and trying to, like, speculate, like, or envision him, like, losing all of his money, like, by playing, like, war or something. Now, I don't know if the MGM has war. I think Cosmopolitan is what people are saying. But how ridiculous would that be? Him losing 50 mil because he's losing at war.
To try to quantify his finances a bit more, says MGM basically own him. He makes $90 million a year off the deal that he did with the casino, but then he has to pay back his debt, claiming the singer only makes $1.5 million per night after taxes. So I believe he is doing a residency already.
Poor guy.
And in this, he has racked up quite a bit of, I guess you could call it fun charges. Because it's entertainment, right, baby? It's in Vegas.
Sounds like it.
And what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, especially if you're Bruno Mars' money.
Maybe he's losing it playing some Caribbean stud poker.
Yeah, like some Pai-Gal, like,
that's
exclusive,
what I see out here.
Like, yeah.
Pai-Gal poker.
Yeah, but like a very, very, like an Australian Pai-Gal. I don't even know if that exists. Like a weird, like tiny version of it that nobody knows how to play.
Lost it all playing Keno.
Don't do that. Yeah, throw a couple of bucks down on Keno, you know, give some money to those schools, but don't treat that as an investment, please.
My neighbor swears he has the Keno strategy down.
Yeah.
Like he's tried to tell me so many times. And what's great is halfway through his explanation of his strategy, I start getting a lot of, wait, is it four? No, wait.
Not sure yet.
It's a lot of, I don't actually remember the strategy to begin with. Now, what I love about gambling is you always hear about everybody's great stories and how they hit and how they did this right. You never hear about the losses.
Oh, I feel like at least in poker, you can remember the outstanding losses in detail.
You like only hear about the losses when it's like this. Like, this dude is $50 million in debt and is going to have a residency basically until he dies.
My God, 50. I mean, that's the reports are as high from multiple news outlets as 50 million. I'm not sure that's the guaranteed amount, but it's up there. That's for sure. Good God.
Bruno Mars, best of luck to you, buddy. Hopefully the cards start turning up right for you playing war. Also, North Macedonia, home to Chetty Osman.
Chetty
Osman, baby.
Need to give me a Chetty jersey.
If you want to go to realgm.com, you can choose which country, like any country in the world, and they'll give you the list of players that are from that country.
Heck yeah.
Moldova. Hate to break it to you. Not a single player currently or ever in the league.
Well, the NBA needs to get some investment in the pipeline of Moldovan talent.
Yes, they are missing an opportunity in Moldova. Antigua and Barbuda. Only one player since 1947. Norvell Pell.
Oh, wow.
There's just so much talent out there. They're blowing it, all right, NBA? That's how you need to make your product better. You see the international influx of talent, all right? You need to start going to these other countries. Azerbaijan, maybe? All right. Hey, tune into Dirt and Sprague tomorrow. It will be Dirt and Sprague.
Yes.
The boys are back in town. They will be here 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. and then come to A&A Sports Bar Stadium, or a sports casino, rather. The whole casino, and come hang with us for Fan Madness Thursday, Friday. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Jordan, thank you as always.
Love you, brother. And love all you listeners out there as well.
And we will catch you next Sunday, everybody. Peace. This is coming from the YouTube chat. You guys see Bruno Mars owes the MGM $50 million from gambling. Oh, my God.
I know the dude's like a super rich artist, but he can't just have that sitting around. Like, he's not worth 100, 200 mil, is
he? He's going to have a residency there for the next, like, 20 years to pay that off.
That's a big deal.
Now I'm just looking up ridiculous Vegas table games and trying to, like, speculate, like, or envision him, like, losing all of his money, like, by playing, like, war or something. Now, I don't know if the MGM has war. I think Cosmopolitan is what people are saying. But how ridiculous would that be? Him losing 50 mil because he's losing at war.
To try to quantify his finances a bit more, Says MGM basically own him. He makes $90 million a year off the deal that he did with the casino, but then he has to pay back his debt, claiming the singer only makes $1.5 million per night after taxes. So I believe he is doing a residency already.
Poor guy.
And in this, he has racked up quite a bit of, I guess you could call it fun charges. Because it's entertainment, right, baby? It's in Vegas.
Sounds like it.
And what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, especially if you're Bruno Mars' money.
Maybe he's losing it playing some Caribbean stud poker.
Yeah, like some Pai-Gal, like exclusive, like, yeah.
Pai-Gal poker.
Yeah, but like a very, very, like an Australian Pai-Gal. I don't even know if that exists. Like a weird, like tiny version of it that nobody knows how to play.
Lost it all playing Keno.
Don't do that. Throw a couple of bucks down on Keno, you know, give some money to those schools, but don't treat that as an investment, please.
My neighbor swears he has the Keno strategy down.
Yeah.
He's trying to tell me so many times. And what's great is halfway through his explanation of his strategy, I start getting a lot of,
not sure yet.
It's a lot of, I don't actually remember the strategy to begin with. What I love about gambling is you always hear about everybody's great stories and how they hit and how they did this right. You never hear about the losses.
Oh, I feel like at least in poker, you can remember the outstanding losses in detail.
Like, you only hear about the losses when it's like this. Like, this dude is $50 million in debt and is going to have a residency basically until he dies.
My God, 50. I mean, that's the reports are as high from multiple news outlets as 50 million. That, I'm not sure that's the guaranteed amount, but it's up there. That's for sure. Good God.
Bruno Mars, best of luck to you, buddy. Hopefully the cards start turning up right for you playing war. Also, North Macedonia, home to Chetty Osman.
Chetty
Osman, baby.
Need to give me a Chetty jersey.
If you want to go to realgm.com, you can choose which country, like any country in the world, and they'll give you the list of players that are from that country. Moldova. Hate to break it to you. Not a single player currently or ever in the league.
Well, the NBA needs to get some investment in the pipeline of Moldovan talent.
Yes, they are missing an opportunity in Moldova. Antigua and Barbuda. Only one player since 1947. Norvell Pell.
Oh, wow.
There's just so much talent out there. They're blowing it, all right, NBA? That's how you need to make your product better. You see the international influx of talent, all right? You need to start going to these other countries. Azerbaijan, maybe? All right. Hey, tune into Dirt and Sprague tomorrow. It will be Dirt and Sprague.
Yes.
The boys are back in town. They will be here 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. and then come to the A&A Sports Bar Stadium or a sports casino, rather. The whole casino, and come hang with us for Fan Madness Thursday, Friday. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Jordan, thank you as always.
Love you, brother. Love all you listeners out there as well.
And we will catch you next Sunday, everybody. Peace.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.